ARPANET, republished from 2005. We all use the internet. Some of us use it more than others. But where did this miraculous thing come from and how does it run? Have you noticed there is no central office you can go to and complain if you don't like how the internet works? And another interesting thing is it is free. Of course, you have to pay a service provider to connect, but the actual service of the internet is indeed free, at least for now. In 1961, Leonard Clark at MIT published the first paper on packet switching theory. Packets are small amounts of data that are sent from one computer to another. J.C. R. Licklider of MIT wrote a series of memos in August 1962 that envisioned a network of computers capable of communicating with each other. Clark had convinced others packets were the way to go. It wasn't until 1965 that Thomas Merrill and MIT researcher Lawrence G. Roberts connected the TX2 computer in Massachusetts to the Q32 in California with a low-speed dial-up telephone line, creating the first wide-area computer network ever built. In 1969, ARPANET was created. Four host computers were initially connected. ARPANET was created by the Advanced Research Projects Agency, the Central Research and Development Organization for the Department of Defense, DOD. In 1970, the host-to-host protocol was finished and could now be implemented in the network. This protocol was known as the Network Control Protocol, or NCP. The implementation was finished in 1972, and now applications could be developed for HisNet. In 1972, electronic mail was introduced to the net for the first time. When email was introduced, it quickly became the largest application on the web. Eventually, ARPANET grew into the Internet. Roberts, while working for DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, introduced the concept of open architecture networking in 1972. The NCP protocol couldn't address computers outside of ARPANET. The TCP/IP protocol was developed to correct this problem. DARPA had put out three contracts to develop and implement TCP/IP. A moth was found trapped between points at relay number 70, panel F, of the Mark II Aiken relay calculator while it was being tested at Harvard University, the 9th of September 1945. The operators affixed the moth to the computer log, with the entry, "First actual case of bug being found." They put out the word they had debugged the machine, thus introducing the term debugging a computer program. In 1988, the log, with the moth still taped by the entry, was in the Naval Surface Warfare Center Computer Museum at Dahlgren, Virginia. In the beginning, when desktops first appeared, many thought TCP/IP wouldn't fit on them and they didn't have the ability to handle it, even if it did fit. This was proven wrong when TCP/IP was put on workstations and the IBM PC. In 1973, Xerox developed Ethernet technology. The Ethernet is a device that connects computers to the local area network. The Xerox Ethernet used coaxial cable and ran at a speed of 3 Mbps, 3 million bytes a second. The production of computers and connection of local area networks began to increase greatly in the 1980s. Hosts were eventually assigned names because numbers were too hard to remember. You can still use numbers to get to a site if you know them, but it's much easier to type yahoo.com than a string of numbers. The internet was and is made up of routers. In the beginning, the routers used a single series of numbers as addresses but were overwhelmed by expansion and a different system was put into use. Each region of the internet was given its own protocol and regions were tied together by an exterior gateway protocol, EGP. Unix BSD became the computing environment that was preferred. Unix BSD is an operating system. In 1983, ARPANET host protocol was changed from NCP to TCP/IP. The adoption of TCP/IP by the Defense Department enabled civilians to begin sharing in the DARPA Internet technology base and led directly to the eventual partitioning of the military and non-military communities. By 1985, the Internet supported a large worldwide community. Who is running the Internet now? The net seems to be run by a loose confederation of government, business, technical organizations, universities, and to a smaller extent users. There is no central authority. Here is a list of some of the technical organizations involved: the Internet Society, Internet Engineering Task Force, IETF Internet Engineering Steering Group, IESG Internet Architecture Board, IAB Internet Assigned Number Authority, IANA the Internet Research Task Force, IRTF Steering Group, IRSG